Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. A big win last night for Pisgah, and you know, talking to folks this morning and thinking about all the things that, that we saw transpire last night. Just an unbelievable win for this program right now, and putting us in a really good position as we head down the road towards the playoffs. Pisgah remains undefeated. Obviously, at this point, Black Bears down 17-0 at halftime. Found a way to do everything that they needed to do, and including containing, you know, what was one of the best offenses really in North Carolina coming into this game as far as Tuscola goes. But the Black Bears found a way to get it done in the end and winning in overtime, 23-20 last night. And Coach, when you look at all the things that you look at the week leading up to it, getting to where we are, there's not got to be a better feeling than where you are right now, especially in terms when you ask your kids to find some intestinal fortitude and then get it done in the second half and make all the adjustments they needed to find a way to get that win.
You know, the big thing for us is it's such a special week, you know, for us. You're starting for practices on Monday. We extended practices. We went longer than we usually do just to make sure we had everything covered. We had moms and dads who wanted to be involved with stuff this week. We had breakfast for us on Friday morning. Had a big bonfire on Thursday night. It's just everybody wants to be a part of it if they can, and great to see the parents, you know, get involved and help us out. And, you know, it makes it special. It makes it different, you know, for our young men here at Pisgah High School. And, you know, at the end of the night, you know, you can sit back and reflect on all of it, and you can realize that it is different. You know, it's different to our kids. It's different to our parents and community, and it's certainly something we're proud of. And, you know, want to make sure we put a good product on the field. And, you know, what a great ball game it was last night. I thought it was two really good football teams that got after each other. And, you know, it was like that boxing match. You know, you got knocked down, you had to get back up. And, you know, round after round, you were having to get up off that stool in the corner. And, you know, those first six rounds I thought went to them. And I thought we'd turn around and flip the script. And, you know, we took the last six rounds, and we had the momentum going into overtime, and, you know, that was the difference in the ball game.
Coach, when I look at, and we did this last night, when we were looking at the stats, and there's a couple things that really stood out for us, I think. First of all, you know, we looked at those first staff hats, and really, the 17-0 score wasn't necessarily indicative of what was going on in terms of yardage on the field. I think there was a plus-minus of about 50 in favor of Tuscola. Then you get into the second half, and really, you know, it was kind of a big discrepancy in the second half in terms of what we were able to do. Holding Tuscola, I think, 58 yards in the second half. Holding Ferguson to 11 yards on the ground. I think you guys ended up with 300, I can't remember at this point, but, you know, 350, 367 yards, something along those lines there to end the game. 367 yards is what I had to there. Total yards at 241, and again, what you guys were able to do in the second half was really amazing. I think the question bears asking, what was it that we were able to do at halftime to make the adjustments that we needed to come back out there with the momentum that we did in that second half?
You know, I'm going to follow up on the stats just a little bit. You were mentioning some of the numbers, and, you know, we had 125 yards offense in the first half, and Tuscola had 183, and it was about like what you said, about 50 yards difference. But you go to that second half, and it was 242 yards of offense for us and 58 for them. It is a huge differential there. You know, another telling stat on it was the first downs. They had 14 first downs in the first half, and they only had one in the second half. I thought that was huge. We had 8 in the first half and 13 in the second half. And, you know, we came in and got in on the board, and the coaches made a couple of adjustments, not major things. Felt like we were shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit with some penalties, obviously some turnovers. Didn't get the ball to bounce our way, and we just kept telling them, you know, it's going to turn. It's going to turn. We're going to get the momentum. You know, we're going to get this score coming out of halftime. You know, once we get it, we'll get the ball rolling and just see where it takes us. And, you know, it took us every bit of that 48 minutes to get to that overtime. But, boy, we felt good once we got into it. We felt like we had that momentum and, you know, was able to stop them there on defense. And, you know, couldn't be any more prouder of that defensive unit. I mean, just what a phenomenal job they did you know, second year in a row in overtime that we have big stops. And then offensively came back and, you know, had two runs to the outside. And, I mean, Isaiah lowered his head, and he was not going to be denied. You know, took on – I mean, it was a vicious hit by Tuscola. Two defenders came in and hit him, and, you know, he lowered his head and went down and bounced right off of him and spun around. And, you know, just a great effort on his part. But offensively, all the way around, I mean, there's so many young men you could talk about that made huge plays that got us into those situations to begin with. And it's just a great feeling for the coaches and the kids to be able to have a week of practice and do all of the things that we did to get ready for this game and to come out with a win.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Red Chapel Show on WPTL.
Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Chilly weather feels good, but winter's coming. Hometown Hardware has everything for heater tune-ups, from portables to stovepipe. Those popular John Deere toys are in, and take a look at the latest craze, adult coloring books. You'll also find piles of lovable Beanie Babies in all sizes looking for new homes. All at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Ask about opening a Hometown Hardware credit card.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Coach, again, one of the things that that I saw you talking about, trying to put all the memories back together. So many things happened over the course of the ball game last night, and going into overtime. But trying to put all those sort of memories together, one of the things that stood out to in my mind was that we had a play offensively that it didn't feel like the Tuscola had a terrific answer for. Isaiah on that jet sweep and his patience and waiting on those holes to open up. And then I remember watching out in front. My job on Friday nights to kind of watch the football, but you know, being able to watch those guys out front create things for him, and then have his patience and being able to find a way to make things happen. At the end of the day, they didn't have an answer for it, and that certainly extended in the second half, extended in the overtime. Two plays there with Isaiah, you know, 5 yard gain and setting up a second five, and then getting into the end zone there on second down. I'd like for you, if you can, talk a little bit about what we were able to do, particularly with that play, and maybe in general in terms of the run game last night.
You know, I think we were just able to take advantage of some things. You know, they were much better in the box this year compared to what they were last year, we felt, with their defensive linemen and their two backers that were in the middle. And, you know, we didn't have as many yards in between the tackles that we've been used to, even with Tanner White running as well. And, but a lot of Isaiah's was open out wide, something that we came back to, you know, quite a few times there in the second half. And I didn't feel like they made a real big adjustment to it. I felt like we just continued to have success with it. You know, Coach Brim and his staff knew exactly what they wanted to get in overtime, what they wanted to run. And, you know, one thing I don't get to do enough is brag on our coaches. And I want to make sure I'll be able to do that this morning. And, you know, Coach Brindley is a film junkie. I mean, he watches more film. He burns up the internet. And he's been working on film on Tuscola for about 3 weeks. Did a really good job putting some schemes together. Saw some things for us on defense as well. Helped put that scheme together. Coaches came in, kind of got personnel situated where we wanted it to go. But just a huge part of what we do schematic-wise on both sides of the ball this week. Coach Presley, you know, talking about offensive guys, the experience last night, he and I had numerous conversations on down distances and going for two and trying to kick field goals and all those things. things that both of us had been through. And then you look at Coach Hanna, you know, he's our hype guy on offense. He gets the guys going, gets them excited. Coach Warren, who's a running back coach, he's the one that keeps everybody calm. You know, just you got to have a good mixture. You know, you look on the defensive side, and Coach Mathis coaches our defensive ends, been with us for a long time, does a great job there. Picked up Coach Francis, who spends so much time with those individual defensive tackles during practices every day. Coach Parrott, I don't even need to say anything about him, what he's brought to the table with our kickers. Just been phenomenal. Coach Rogers takes care of our safeties and takes care of our JV's day-to-day stuff as well. And just having these guys with us has been great for us. Coach Capps brought him on. He's the defensive hype guy. He's the one that gets the guys going there. He coaches our cornerbacks, and then Coach Beck coaches the linebackers and coordinates. And, you know, he's a coach that our kids have really rallied behind. I mean, our kids will go out and battle for him. And great to see Coach Cagle, who's with me, does more behind the scenes for our program and our young men than people will ever know. Just the things that he does, volunteers his time, all of those things. Ben Jones, he's my right-hand man. Couldn't get my day-to-day stuff done without him. And then we got Miss Emmy Lou here lately with all this hand, foot, and mouth stuff. She doctors on all of us, including the coaches. So just a great staff that we've been able to put together. And it's done nothing but benefit our program and our players, and certainly proud to have them on board with me.
Going back to this defense, I mean, I remember us talking earlier in the year just a little bit about coming up on this game. And, you know, one of the things that we saw, obviously, was the discrepancy between the number of points that they were able to score versus what they were getting up. And, you know, having an offense and a defense ranked in the top 10, really, in 3A football. And, you know, obviously it was going to be a challenge coming into this one to limit their big playability. I know in the booth this year, one of the things that we sort of noticed with their games is that they were able to jump on opponents pretty early and have these 21-0 leads with a few minutes still left in the first quarter and those kinds of things. And, again, we talked about this in the first half. This, again, 125 yards total offense to Tuscola's 183. And again, it seemed like a lot of things were sort of, you know, going their way in terms of penalties and in terms of fumbles that were bouncing back to them and those kinds of things. I'm not taking anything away from what they are and what they were able to do, but, you know, that was just sort of, you know, our feel last night. And then in the second half, again, limiting them to those 58 yards, they got a lot of weapons out there. What is it in your mind that was the key in terms of being able to limit what they were able to do offensively?
You know, the big thing for us starts up front. You know, talking about defense, you got to look at what's going on up front in the line. Obviously, in our backer set, I don't know how many people realize, you know, Tanner Lanning played with a cast on last night. Got him hurt on Monday. You know, it was one of those things where we felt like we were snake bit before we even got started with the week. And, you know, we're able to get him casted up, and he played last night, and hopefully we'll be able to continue the season like that with him there. But, you know, made some moves with Houston, moved Houston up on the line of scrimmage. He didn't play any cornerback last night. Moved Jonathan Mahaffey in, play some outside backer looking stuff that we were trying to do on our scheme. Just there were so many sacrifices made by our kids last night. And then to come out of halftime, you know, to not hang their head and continue to believe in what we were doing, and that was kind of the rally cry, you know, that we talked to them at halftime. And then I told them, I said, do not walk out of this locker room if you don't believe. If you don't believe we can get it done, don't walk out of here, because I'm telling you, we can do it. And, you know, what a great feeling to be able to go out and get that first drive, score that touchdown, get that momentum, and to keep plugging along and getting that next 3 points, getting that field goal, and then getting the onside kick. I mean, that was huge. You know, looking at the big plays, I mean, you had White with a touchdown, Fox with a field goal, Michael had a touchdown, obviously Isaiah's in overtime. We had a fake field goal for a touchdown in the first half. It got called back. We got an onside kick. Chase had an interception. I mean, you just had so many huge plays that were made. You know, Trey had a quiet night, but he was almost over 100 yards in receiving. I mean, it was just one of those things where just a lot of sacrifices were made for us to get that win. And, you know, what a great atmosphere to do it in. I'm also going to say, you know, I'm going to give a little kudos to Tuscola and their kids. Obviously, what a great game that was played last night. But I thought their kids showed a lot of class when the game was over with, a lot of excitement going on. and those kids over there on that side stood in that line and they waited till it died down so they could come across the field and shake hands. And I thought they showed a lot of class last night. I know we had some of our players that were excited and, you know, wanted to make sure everybody was, you know, knew who they played for and kind of went towards their student section. It was a great student section. It was loud all night long as well as ours. And, you know, it was just one of those atmospheres that you'll remember for the rest of your life. It was just one of those great games.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. You know, so many things still out in front of us right now. We continue to have that undefeated mark, and you certainly don't want to look ahead too far. But you know, when you look and stack up the schedule right now, you still got those two home games here. You know, last night the first of three at home over the next couple of weeks here. Two more games coming up, going into North Henderson next week, obviously before Smoky Mountain, and finishing out the season, you know, at Brevard. And then you kind of see how things shake out. Again, we've talked some about this and are looking a little bit down the road, at least in the press box, in terms of, you know, those teams that might be vying for a number one seed. Certainly, we're still in a really good spot to potentially have that be available for us. But I think my next question then going, you know, and we won't totally get away from this game quite yet, but I think the big question right now, and I think we always think about this, is now having to come down off Tuscola week and resetting and re-preparing, because still a lot of work to be done if we want to be exactly where we want to be when we hit the preseason. And that's something that is going to take a lot of thought and repositioning of your kids going into next week, I'm sure.
Well, we got some other obstacles we got to deal with too. We got next week, we got 2 days out of school on Monday and Tuesday. You know, to not have the kids there, you know, is going to be important for us to get them there. You know, I'm going to have to count on the parents to make sure that they're there at practice and, you know, we can get ourselves ready. Monday's also the opening day of bear season, so I know we got some that's going to go hunting and all those good things, and certainly want them to do that and enjoy that time, but want them to be safe as well. So, you know, we got some things to get over the hump just to start with, but, you know, as far as rallying and get our guys back on the same page, I think we'll be able to do that. We've got a good bunch of leaders. You know, we got three games left, but just like each week, we've taken each game at a time. I mentioned it in the paper. You know, even after this game, we still had three conference games left, and you have to take them one at a time. And all three of the opponents that we look at can score in big bunches. I mean, they're spread offenses. They've all three got good quarterbacks. You know, starting this week with the Ensley kid from North Henderson, sophomore, who is just a phenomenal athlete. You know, we'll have to make sure we play really well on the defensive side, especially in the secondary. And then offensively, we've got to continue to keep getting better. And I think if we can do that, you know, we can take care of this the next three games. But, again, we've got to take it one game at a time. And, you know, I'll be excited to get back in the office on Monday and get the kids in there and out on the field and start practice again.
In terms of health, still not exactly where we want to be in terms of health. Obviously, we still got some guys out. Again, you mentioned, you know, running out there last night with some guys that were not at 100%, and we've seen that, you know, progression throughout the year. Of course, we've had a lot of guys step up though and make things happen and take up some of that slack. But I guess my question right now is, coming out of last night, health wise, where do you feel like we are,
and do you have a vision that we might be able to still be able to get some guys back as we go through the next few games here?
No, it looks good on getting some of our guys back. Obviously, you know, the two big ones that we lost earlier that were starters, obviously, were Justin Davis and Jason Fabio. It looks like we may get Jason back possibly a week from Monday. Davis, I think he's going to be close to about the same. So we're starting to get some of these guys back. You know, we were really hoping to get these guys back for the Tuscola game. And just wasn't able to happen. Again, we got Tanner with an injury last Monday at practice, and he goes in for an appointment on Monday as well, so hopefully everything goes good there and we can just leave him in the cast and continue to let him play. But you know, it's frustrating as a coach sometimes when you go in with not all your bullets in your gun, but sometimes you just got to pull up another gun and see what's there, and our kids have just been great. The kids that we've had step in have done a really good job for us. You know, they bought into the belief that we're going to make sure it gets done. One way or another, our kids are going to find a way to win. I think last night was just a perfect example of that.
Back with more in a moment. The Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Chilly weather feels good, but winter's coming. Hometown Hardware has everything for heater tune-ups, from portables to stovepipe. Those popular John Deere toys are in, and take a look at the latest craze, adult coloring books. You'll also find piles of lovable Beanie Babies in all sizes looking for new homes. All at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Ask about opening a Hometown Hardware credit card.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
Back this morning, the Brett Chappell Show, final segment here. Again, the Black Bears have a couple of games coming up at home. And mentioned last night the promotion that the WPTL and Hometown Hardware have going into that game. You know, coach, there's obviously a lot to talk about from last night. One of the biggest things was the support that I thought was there. I'm not sure, and Dad has seen more games than Zeke has seen more games than any of us in terms of physical Memorial Stadium. And everything that I'm getting is that might have been the largest crowd that we've perhaps ever had. And again, you said this too, you know, people came in and really did things the right way, but you have had a half and half that was $40,000, which was an incredible number, obviously, and you know, half that money goes back to support our Boosters Club. But in terms of the atmosphere last night in the crowd, I know that was something special, and the kids obviously really responded to that. But again, that's a special deal for us, and who knows, you might see this bunch again down the road. But I just want to comment, I guess, a little bit about the atmosphere last night and what our fans were able to bring to the table.
You know, we had a couple of different people on the sideline with us last night. They commented on it. We had one radio station out of Knoxville that does high school sports in the Southeast, and David Crompton had brought him in. I think he'd worked with him when Jonathan was playing over there at Tennessee in Knoxville, and they had come in. I did a short interview with them earlier in the week and then got them in for last night. Got to talk to that guy, and he was just in amazement at how big that game was. And, you know, David had kept telling him, you know, this is something special you need to come see. And, you know, they finally came in to see it and got a chance to understand what he was talking about. And then had another gentleman, Paul Graham from Carolina Preps, he came in. He said, Coach, I've been to big games in five different states. And he said, I've never seen atmosphere like this. He said, it just amazes me how deep they are around the fence. I mean, how many you got in the stands. And it was loud, it was electric, and it was that way from the beginning to the end. And about the only time that I wasn't hearing any hollering is when that helicopter flew in. And, you know, what a great thing that was as well for those guys flying and bring the game ball. And it just adds to such a great rivalry on both sides, and you know, I'm very fortunate as a head coach to be a part of that, and certainly thankful as well.
So
again, the Black Bears coming out last night, continue their undefeated streak. North Henderson coming up soon. Obviously, Smoky Mountain the week after that. Before going on the road, that's Brevard again. The Black Bears sitting in pretty good shape, heading back through all of that. We'll certainly be excited about getting going again next week when we take off, take on North Henderson again. Great night for the Black Bears, and we'll look forward to continuing that as we go into next week. We'll finish it up here, and this is for head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton, Ryan Castle back in our studio. Until next week, so long.